You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, a new book, Come Back to Bed, gives a glimpse into a personal account of recovering from sexual violence. I spoke with the author, Robert Tennant, on his journey of overcoming the after effects of sexual assault.
My book was... It came as an afterthought to these photos that I had taken during the year. It was after my 5 months of celibacy, after my sexual assault, I met a man, and it was the first time I'd had sex since my assault. So then I took a photo of him just because I wanted to remember it. And then the second person, I took a photo of him. And for the whole year, I took photos of everyone that I was sexual with and then compiled them all into a book called Come Back to Bed. And I wrote poems and stories about the boys that I was spending time with and how it felt to leave them and how it felt to be in their company. Yeah.
Was that quite a cathartic thing for you to do?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was my form of healing, and I wouldn't tell people to do it exactly the way I did it, but it worked for me, and I am the person I am now because of what I went through and how I healed.
So you just brought up celibacy. Was that your initial reaction to the assault that took place?
Yeah. So I was so confused that I didn't want to talk to anyone about it. I was dealing with it by myself, and I had no desire to have sex or any desire to meet people. Like, I had no urges. My entire body was uncomfortable even thinking about it. So celibacy was what I chose to do, and I was doing that until I was comfortable enough to open up again and meet people again.
Just in terms of being in New Zealand, were you aware of the support structures that are in place, and did you access any of those?
I wasn't aware at first, but then I reached out to a counselor, and through them I got ACC counseling, which I went to a couple of times, and that helped me. That was like very supportive for me, and I did it more so I could accept myself and then move forward and go on.
Just as a man experiencing sexual assault, how do you think that differs from a woman's experience after the fact?
I think we all go through the same feelings after the assault, but you don't really hear many stories of male sexual assault. And even as a gay man, there is a lot of victim blaming as well that comes with it, because gay men are seen as like high sex driven, and these things that people said to me afterwards was like, oh, but like, you went to his house and you pretty much like put yourself in that situation. I had someone say that to me, and I was like, no, I didn't put myself in any situation at all. It was just what happened. And I don't think there is a huge difference between male and female in regards to sexual assault. We all go through the same feelings, and we just heal differently.
What were some of the other things that came up in terms of things people said, that kind of rape culture that you saw permeating after that experience?
I was told that I should always be careful with what I say and be careful with who I hang out with, and that I shouldn't put myself in a situation where I had the potential of being raped. And people said, if you hang around the wrong crowd, bad things are going to happen to you. And I didn't have to say anything to defend myself, because I had people on the internet defending me for me. And that was really, really nice to see. And it was just mainly people saying like, oh, you have to teach men how to fight back, and you have to teach him to be accountable for his actions. And I was just like, what? I didn't do anything. But I'm now at a place where I'm so confident and comfortable in myself and what happened, that nothing you can say really would change how I look at it all.
You just talked about the response you had online, which was people backing you and supporting you. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
It was under I did a couple of articles and interviews for LGBT magazines, and one of them was an article that someone wrote from another interview. So they read the interview and then they wrote this article, so I didn't even know about it until I went and found it on Google, and it was just one man saying, if you hang around a group that does drugs, that's going to happen to you, and he shouldn't have gone back to the apartment. And it was pretty much just trying to nitpick every detail to try and catch me out for lying or try and catch me out for making the story sound like something that it wasn't. And the truth is, like, these people didn't know that, like, the man that did it was actually someone I'd hung around 4 or 5 times and we had mutual friends. And the people on the internet that were defending me were just like, okay, you are so dumb, you don't understand it. And even the company itself took and blocked the guy off the website, which was nice for them to do. I didn't even ask them to do that.
What kind of advice would you have for someone who is experiencing the after effects of sexual violence?
I would say the most important thing is to take your time, because it doesn't have to be 5 months. And looking back, 5 months probably wasn't as long as some people. I know people that have spent 30 years before speaking up about it. And my advice would be to take your time, find your own pace, and do something that you think is healing in a healthy way, and try and get yourself to a place where you're comfortable telling just even one person, because it's that one person that you tell that changes it all for you, and then it's not some big scary thing that you're doing and living with alone. Because if you share it with one person, then it's out there. I've had people reach out to me and be like, you're the only person that knows about this, you're the first person I've told, and it's those tiny little steps that you take that will start and is the catalyst to the healing process.
Perfect. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I have an exhibition on Cross Street to show some of my favorite pages from the book. That's on the 22nd of May, so not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
That was Robert Tennant. Please go along to his exhibition and support this conversation. If you or anyone you know has experienced sexual violence, you can contact the helpline Safe to Talk on 0800 044 334. It's 100% free and confidential. New Zealand has a great set of resources to help those who have experienced sexual violence, so please reach out if you need it. Thank you so much to Robert Tennant for helping to be a part of the conversation around sexual violence.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.